from the stories that we heard from our foreparents, it's the early days when people have no clothes. Here they start weaving bark cloth. So they use the bark of trees. Yes, there's a color because this certain bark of tree is has a brown and a beige color.
This one here is made out of bark of trees. Yes, this one is made out of bark of trees, herbs, and we call them laphi, lahi. I think it differentiates the name according to the places it came from. They get it from the bark of trees, selected bark of trees or herbs, or how do you call that, water plants from the water, and then they soak it. If it's from the wood, bark of wood, they soak it for how many days in the rice field. After that, they pound it to make it a little bit softer, and then soak it again and pound it. After that, they shred it. They shred it, and that was the time, the beginning of their wrap around skirt, because they do not know yet how to weave. So probably for how many years, maybe somebody came to teach them how to weave. But in Bontoc, I think it was 1908.
People would go to the forest, they get the bark of the tree. Just a certain tree. It's not just any tree. So there's
a particular tree.
So
is this the bark of the tree?
Bark of the tree, and which you can find them here in Ifugao, only in Kambulu. Yeah. And when you get the bark of the tree, you bring them home. Then with a bark cloth beater, usually a stone or a wooden hammer in the olden days, then you pound it. Then you strip it into this thing. After you strip it, you have to cook it in ashes. It's just like downy to make it soft. Yes. When it is soft like this, then you can now spindle it. So to connect them to make a very long thread, which you use for warping. Yeah, for the warping. And you weave it. It's of course very coarse, but then our foreparents have been using this kind of.
It's too coarse because this is for the fiesta festival. If they weave it for their own, yes, for their own costume, they make it more finer in texture. And then it's not. These colors here are natural. Yeah, it's not dyed. So they have also to not to dye, but they have to look for raw materials like the bark of trees, the same that has brown color. That is the only color that they have. Maybe this one was white, but it was oversoaked maybe in the rice field. Yes, and they don't weave. They weave it in bark straps.
This is the bark cloth. This is the bark tapis. This is the bark shirt and the bark gistri.
They started after shrouding that. They started many processes to make it a little bit finer. And that's where they use the spinner. It's out of wood. After spinning it, they just measure the length of a G-string or a wrap around for the warping of the fiber. Nowadays, since we are already in the modern times, they only use this during festivals. The ikat was introduced by Mr. Bayer Otley Bayer when he was the how do you call that for the indigenous, not indigenous now, that one before. He usually goes to down to the south. Yes. Then when he learned about that, he taught to the Angganad people, to the relatives. That's how they made the ikat.
Cotton threads are usually used by ikat weavers. Yeah, and that's the design that our forefathers have been doing also. They tie the white thread with wax strings, yes, to put in their design like this. So originally, these were all white thread, white cotton thread, because if you use synthetic, it doesn't get dyed. So usually they use the cotton thread, and then after putting their design, tying it, then we dye now with natural dyes using bark of trees, yellow ginger, lime, the lime that can be lime from the stone or lime from shells. When you mix yellow ginger with lime, the color gets red. So that's why our main colors in the olden days were just red, yellow, green from a certain bark of tree, and blue also from a certain shrub.
Oh, the first who brought hand-woven to Banawi made out of yarn is from Ginsadan. That's in Bontok. And there's where my relatives, especially my Lula, because she's also fan of weaving, I think we got the pattern of that yarn. I've been weaving and weaving until, siempre, it goes already to generation. This one is blue, and this was the original of the Binarit.
I was so small when the last cotton threads that were growing in the rice fields are back then, when they were processing their own thread by using a thread spindle.
The culture also evolved its own tapestry, its own we call saya or for women, and g-strings for men. This thing evolved from a very simple bark of the tree which are crushed and for collecting the fibers wrapped around the body into loom weaving.
It's been here for a long time, but only a few people does it because of the work that it's very laborious and it takes time, and sometimes also you have to use your imagination to put the design. But even when our foreparents were not educated, they have been doing it. So there is art in there's a given art in their mind. Here in Banawi, and especially Angganad and Hinion side, we really look at the colors of their attire for the class of the people that they belong. So there's a certain color for the rich, and they say middle class, and they say the poor class or the working class. But it's a red and black with a white strip in the middle. And for the middle class, it's just a plain red and black with the design, pickup design. And for the poor class, it would be just a white and black. A black one with little stripes. But then this kind of skirt also is good because it has some embroidery on the edges. Yes. And it's true also for the blanket for the men. It will be like, it's also dark for the poor class, and red and white for the middle class, and the upper class would use something also with a white stripe in the middle. Yes.
So that's where we had a discussion with that one is working in the hotel, that this one is for the rich one, this one is for the poor one. You cannot do that. This one is for the rich one, because this one, the first costume, bought by rich people who can change the laphi, salaphi, from their palay of rice and their chicken. That's how I learned from my parents.
This is for the, you say this is for the rich or the wealthy, and for the middle class, and for the poor class. But it's only in Central Ifugao, or it's Banawi, Hingyon, that have these three kinds of skirts. When you go to Piangan, they have just one. Yes. And when you go to Mayaoyao, they have also just, yeah, this is Mayaoyao.
Mayaoyao has identity. Piangan has identity. Lamut and Lagawin. But Banawi has so many identities. And I told them to use the binalit. Now in Kiangan, I think it's mostly geometrical. Yes. Maybe that is their own design, their own identity too.
The Kalinga attire. And this one is a G-string for men, for the men, for Ifugao men. And usually they have a headdress.
That's Ifugao.
Yes, this is Ifugao. And these ones are also Ifugao. So you will see the type of, this is also for the rich and for the poor.
This is the Mayaoyao G-string. So every ethnic group has their own design, ma'am.
Ah, own design. Okay,
yes.
This is Mayaoyao.
Mayaoyao.
And this one?
That is for the poor. For poor, generally, for the poor.
Just for the mass. No?
Yes, for the mass. Now the poor is being...
For the poor and the poor.
With this
line,
only two lines, but
this
for,
one
the rich,
has many for the rich,
more than two, based on social status. This is for the poor, because there are different ethnic groups wherein, according to their description, this is for the poor.
Look at this. This is pinarit.
Yes, pinarit.
Binalit. Binalit.
Yes, binalit.
Is this for the rich or the poor?
This is the third class.
Yes, this is the poor. Yes. The red one is the rich one.
That is the blanket. That is the bayaong para sa lalaki.
Mm.
Now this is for the women.
There's tapestry for the rich, which are basically the owners of the rice fields, and there's tapestry for the commoners. There's tapestry for the dead, and so on and so forth.
Nowadays, very rare na ang ano, the bark of trees, because it's selected. It's not just bark of trees; it's selected in the forest. Likewise, the how do you call that? Those that they can find in the water. It's just the same procedure, and the kind of processing it. They soak it and then pound it well, and then shred it, and then spin it into fibers.
It's all white thread. We warp them as this one here, and then we put some division, and after that we remove it from the loom. We put it in a frame, then we start tying the design. Yes, after all the designs are tied, then we remove it from the frame, and then we start dyeing. Yes, we use wax, beeswax in the process. We wax this string, and that's the one that we use to tie the design. Before dyeing. After we dye, you have to remove all the tied thread, then you warp it again, and then you start weaving.
These materials, rami and bark of particular trees, were dyed eventually. Some dyeing just used plain mud to produce a black tint. The sap of trees, like nara, to produce the color blue, and there's a particular plant that produces red dye. And There were some plants that produced yellow and so on.
But then after a while, when there was already cotton thread in the market, people would just buy the cotton thread and they stopped doing the last spinning there of the cotton.
Atita hitin imari tewe an berju mantis tayo. Wajang wajang mumpama akitu akne ayakan cak mita mon apo amian hitin na nakuuran an ime akne aki inilan akne tawon ya nakuuran hitin an awibir. Tayo akne ime amih bagyo ta hiti ko nun apulan ni hitin an mumpai luwakan. Tayo akne an anginin ay pun apo amikusti ang amitin nangahawa tawa cuma yung bibili ang cuaca magkabit ang mito yung sana. Kaya nga, hitin lukiyan siya ko tebe, umari ang mimo yung inila mimo nga siyak hito ang bibiyang pa yung inila mihin na bayan.
What I know is in Bontoc, the missionaries brought some yarns and some parts of the weaving. I loom weaving. They taught them how to weave, and it was them. Sorry to tell the person when we had that discussion, it was them who brought here their design because they were all coming here to buy vegetable, buy eggs, and that's so where they got. It was adapted. It was adapted. So that's why I was pointing out to those who usually come for these things that this one is our original. They saw already how we can put up a handloom, sammit, sa carpenter. Yes, they sometimes if it's for blanket, they make it a little wider.
Yaman ti and a bag akina, with no placemat akina, placemat ina nan a table placemat. Oh yeah, but nan and bag.
In as much as possible, we have to preserve the culture in our native attires won't be affected. Kaya kahit gawin namin bagyan, nandun pa rin yung design ng native tires.
And then that one with that one here, head, also can't just write, maybe around 70s. Because that one, ganito, they use that, when they go also to ano, they use it as like this. Yes, like this, noon, yeah. If they do not use it as G-string, they use it as headdress. Now, so that they have another identity for the headdress, they made that with the small tasses. We call this binalet, yeah? This one here. This one was the original color, navy blue. But since they cannot find the kind of color, and it's easier to buy the black one. It became already popular already as black. This one is made out of hand. And this one here, to me, it's not the original belt. Because the original belt is made out of, how do you call that? A wild vine to bind ng popage. They braid that, or just as that, and then tie it around. But since that this one, I think, was 1951 to it, Mama. Yeah, they made it. This one is the new one because the old one was this one here. This one here is it's here, and this one here. Now the flower is not like this. It's like pom-pom, the round one. It's at the end. And so they just put it here and then tie it and then turn it around just like, how they call that? It turn it around until it fits your waistline. And then move this one here. Today it's this way, but the real thing is it has to be at your back. And it is long. It at least it is maybe around 2 yards. Then you have to tie it and then roll it. And then put the end here put the other one end here. Since the hotel came, that's how I observed. Since the hotel came, they made it easier. So they just, yes, they just put it, yeah. And now, this one is the lettuce, because to make it also not a little bit easier to put, they place, you know, well, yeah. They have been encouraging me to put up a weaving. So they have been coming to the house. I promised them I will do it as volunteer. So when three of them, Maria and the two, three, already were expert, I left them because they do not know yet how to make design. What they know is the plain one, because this one is made out of hand embroidery. So I have to teach them how to make designs by putting up all the threads. So they have to have more of the heedles. Heedles are the ones that you have to put up and then close down. Yeah. Especially now I taught them the, how they call that? Alina, the quality. Yes. Because usually before, they just weave and weave and weave. So every now and then, when we started that, I told them the quality. We were two with Nardas. Nardas is a popular one, you know? We were two supposed to go to Bloomingdale. I was yeah. But so happened, my husband has high blood. So I did not join her. And she made good, because the German company also helped her.
It's not really a full time, because most of the weavers are farmers, and they do it when in between, when there's spacing from the rice farm tilting, then they stop and they leave. Yes, but there are some people that don't have rice fields. Yes, they do it every day.
We have to be given how many months only to produce. So it happens that it's harvest time. But as I see, they have no patience, the younger ones. Because it's really hard to have that warping, how many hundreds of, you know, going up and down, and then putting it in the reed, then putting it in the loom. What they like is you do it, maybe somebody will do that, and then they just weave. But the way you pay them also, because even if they only weave one yard, 2 yards, it's just the same rate with the others who can weave more. The first time we pay them per yard, and then after that, when they are already used, then, but it's per yard, because they can be faster now, not like before. Yes.
Buti na may hanan mga tangay ti order ng Marikano. Nan ipatungay ti iton ti nan bagti po na makin ipugaw gawde an ti iton ti ila ujat buti nan umari bipunta ko anan mi kumaktan.
We have a livelihood project. That is the weaving. We weave kami, and yung members, we let them weave the product, and then we sell it to other places. We started selling during the Gotad. Our products were sold. And then we need some loom weaving apparatus, and then the sewing machine, so that the finished products will be redesigned into bags and other designs, wherein we will sell it to other places.
They are selling already in the market, like the wall decors. I sell it for the first time this year, but next time the weavers will come, they will bargain it. I'll make another one, but now I think I'm growing older.